Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. Well, we're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes, get ready to go to another level in your life. Because it's all about entrepreneurs. We have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, and the tools for you to be a successful entrepreneur. Well, we hope that you enjoy the show. And don't forget, invite a friend. The show is going to be awesome. And now, your host, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the All About Entrepreneur Show this Thursday morning. Well, we certainly indeed have so much to be thankful for, and we are absolutely thankful that you decided to tune in to the broadcast. So regardless of how you're listening to the broadcast, we welcome you via the chat room, if you're on the phone line. And if you go back and listen to the archives, thank you. And don't forget, from time to time, shoot us a message. Let us know what you think about the show. Let us know that you're listening to the show, that you enjoy the show, what you enjoy about it, what would you like for us to talk about and bring to you. Well, we've helped people in many, many areas, including how to start a business, how to be successful in your business, how to write a book, how to be successful as an author, how to start it, how to start your new life. I'm working, coaching some people right now that they just want a new life. So I'm helping them kind of frame what they want their new life to look like. So we're just excited about being excited. And if I was talking to my friend Lisa right now, who is going to come to the show, she's got a book out called Get Excited. And I'm absolutely loving that because it really speaks to what I believe and try to live on a daily basis. I try to look, when I wake up in the morning, I try to look for things that get me excited. So I look for the Lord in prayer. He gets me excited. I look for what's going to happen throughout the day, the people that I'm going to meet, and I always feel like I'm going to meet somebody different with some nuance that is just going to be wonderful. So I get excited about that. I'm excited, you know, that my husband also wakes up. So, you know, you just got to get excited about what's going on in your life. But we are excited today about the topic that I want to talk to you about today. You know, this show is all about entrepreneurs. And remember now, when we do that, we haven't left anyone out. We haven't excluded anyone. Others, people exclude themselves because they say, I'm not an entrepreneur. I'm not an entrepreneur. And the reality is that you are one or you'll be one, because if the economy keeps going the way it is, you're going to have your own business on the side. So you may have a dual role. Many people, yes, you are an employee, but you're also an entrepreneur because many of you work for someone else, but you also have a business on the side. I don't care if you sell lemonade in the summertime to the kids, or candy, or popcorn, or name badges, or whatever you sell. You know, I don't care if you're in the church and you're selling banquet tickets, you're an entrepreneur. So this is what is so good. And the thing about it is you got to have certain skill sets. So I want to talk about three skills that, you know, now this is for the serious entrepreneur, because not everybody's real serious about it. But this is for those serious entrepreneurs who really want to do it right and who want to really get more customers and have more customers and be able to do what you need to do with your staff, and that's when you really know you're an entrepreneur. You got a staff working with you. Make sure, yeah. So I'm going to talk about three skills that entrepreneurs need. The first skill that you need today as an entrepreneur is you need a technological skill. You need to be able to be savvy on the computer. What's this, you know, don't know how to do a PowerPoint, don't know how to hook up a PowerPoint projector, you know, don't know how to get to the internet and download different links. You need to know how to set up Skype. You need to know how to set up other links from the internet, and you need to know how to integrate certain products from technology. So you need to have the technological skill set. That is a serious skill. As a matter of fact, without the technology skill, I wouldn't even be able to bring you this broadcast via Blog Talk Radio. It's saved in the archives and have it so that people can go back and listen to it later, or I could forward it somewhere, somehow. You need to know how to forward a big file such as MP3s and e-books and all of these things. Using the, you know, the email system, if you have a lot of clients, you've had 300 people or better, you may want to have an email program. If you have any type of association or any type of organization, a networking group or any other type of group, you definitely, some of you remember back in the day when we used to do mail merge. Remember when mail merge was like the hottest technology out there as it related to the office? That's so funny. But I remember when the Selectric typewriters, when they came out, you know, we had the old typewriter with the keys. You had to hit the key really hard to have the return handle. And that's when I learned how to use a typewriter, was during that time period. And then when they got the electric typewriters, oh, we went crazy. We thought that was the hottest technology that could have ever been or ever was. So technology has changed and continually grown. And some of you remember the old technology we had. Remember when an 8-track tape was a technology? Now we have MP3s. Now we're storing things not on floppy disks, but we're storing them in the cloud. Did you know you could buy a cloud? That is so funny. So, you know, you want to be up on the latest technology. That's a skill that you need to have as an entrepreneur. You have to have a technological skill. And even as a parent, oh my goodness, yeah, I know it's cute to call your kids over and say, hey, can you do this for me and do that for me? But let me tell you, that's not the be-all and end-all. You want to know how to do a lot of these little things for yourself. And here's the thing about technology. And you should know this, too. Just, you know, once I say it, it's going to hit you. You're going to be like, oh, yeah, that's true. Because anybody can work it, okay? Don't ever think that it's too complicated. If a two-year-old who's never been in the world before, I know sometimes we feel like they've been here before, but no, they haven't. So if a two-year-old, sometimes a one-year-old, you can give them a cell phone and they can figure it out. What does that tell you about yourself? If a one-year-old can figure out what to do with a cell phone, now I gave you a clue right there. Which is really basically all of life, okay, to figure something out. You can figure it out, F-I-G-U-R-E, figure. Figure it out, just like in a math problem. You're figuring out how to solve that problem. Well, that's all of life. You're figuring it out. You figure out how to do it. So if a one-year-old can figure it out, so can you. So, but as an entrepreneur, you have to have these skills. You got employees or staff, coworkers, suppliers, or customers, all using these skills. You need to be able to use them as well. You need to know what they are. You need to know how they work. Because you need them to reach your customers. You need them to get more customers. You need it more today than you've ever needed it in the past. In the past, if you didn't send a fax telling everybody about your business, but you were still knocking on doors and putting out your promotions in, say, one of those circular papers, you would probably still do well. But today, you need technology to keep up with your customers, because now the customers are fact-checking everything. They know exactly what you have to offer, and they can find out right away if what you have is worth it. So you definitely need to have the skill of technology today. Another skill that you absolutely have today, you have to be able to, you have to have the writing skill. That skill set was not the biggest skill set. It was always big, but it wasn't as big as it is today. Today, as an entrepreneur, you need to be able to write, because now you have to not only just write emails, you have to write blogs, you possibly need to write a book. I would say you do, but, you know, that's up to you. You need to be able to write because of those reasons. Definitely, and your website. And your website. Those are three key reasons. Now more than ever before, as an entrepreneur, you may want to go back and take a writing course or a business writing course. Before, entrepreneurs could get away with it. And, first of all, let me just back up for a second and say that for a lot of people, this whole entrepreneur thing is new, brand new to you. You've never done it before. All your life you worked for someone else, and so you didn't have to worry about that. Yeah, you didn't have to worry about it because you were working for someone else. But today, you're working for yourself. And as an entrepreneur, that's one of the skill sets you must have, because you must be able to do what? Write for your own blog. You must be able to write for your website. And you have to be able to write just to communicate for your presentations that you have to do. You possibly need to write a book. You definitely probably need to write an e-book or several e-books. You may need to write a white paper or several white papers. Need to write articles. So far I've given you two major skills. These are must-haves. This is like, you can't play around with this. You can't skimp on this. You cannot avoid this. This is something that you must put in place, and you must do it today. You must do it today. Today, today, today. Not tomorrow, not next week. Today, you must look into it. If you need me to refer you to some great writing programs, typically your community colleges have great continuing ed writing classes. If you're in the New Jersey area, I can make a few referrals, so contact me. In the technology field, you can also do the same thing pretty much. You don't have to go and get a degree, but you probably need to enroll and take a little seminar, a webinar. I will do a quick webinar with people who definitely need to know some basics. My organization, Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs International Association, these are the webinars and seminars that are offered to the members. Once you join and get membership, you will be able to take those webinars and seminars with me. So please, if that is what you would like to do, you can go over to that website. I'll give you that information in just a minute. I'll tell you about how you can join and become a member of the Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs International Association. And this is something that you really want to do. Yet definitely, technology is the wave of the future. It is the future. Everything is gone information-wise, and you need to know how to present the information that you have. You have a lot of information, and it's in your head. You've got to get it out. So you need to use technology, and you definitely need to know how to write. And you got to write. You got to get a blog. You got to get a website. You must, and you. A lot of times, you got to do the writing yourself. You got to do the writing yourself because you have to put information up. Even if you get someone to design it for you, they can't write what you have in your head. They don't know what you have in your head. They can research something, but you still have to be able to write. So you need that skill. You need to hone it. You need to hold it now. And not only that, you can make a lot of money with writing alone. But you put it with technology because the blogs, the websites, and all of that, you use those via the technological tools and advances like the internet, iPad, self, all those different things. So we're going to go to a short commercial. When I come back, I'm going to give you the third absolute cutting edge. These are cutting edge. Did you hear me? Cut the edge. In other words, sharp, sharp, sharp. Wave of the future. Cutting edge skills that entrepreneurs need and leaders. Leaders need this as well. So people need to listen to what I'm saying. I'll be doing a workshop next week teaching these to other entrepreneurs. And, you know, I would hate for you to miss out. So you may not want to miss out on this. So let's go on to the commercial. When I come back, I'll give you the absolute third one. Don't go away.
Hi. Are you a woman that's a leader and also an entrepreneur and looking for a group of like-minded, empowered individuals that you can connect with? Well, I want to tell you about Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs International Association. Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs International Association, WLEIA, recently launched its new membership organization. As a member, you will have the opportunity to connect with other leaders and individuals who can help you in your development, help you as you grow your business, your life, and those around you. Trial membership is being offered right now at the very low rate of just $20. As a $20 member, you will get self-directed coaching, online group coaching. You will be able to be listed in our WLEIA directory, get a free online leadership assessment, and many, many other benefits. Well, here at WLEIA, we believe that membership has its privileges. So go on over to the website, check it out, and we hope that you join with our membership today. Go to http://WLEIAssociation.wildapricot.org. You can always contact us on Facebook at Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs International Association. Well, we hope that you join with us as we help you get to the top of your game. We want to see you on top.
All right, so that's right, going over to WLEI Association.wildapricot.org. And you want to take part of these awesome trainings, the networking, the connection. You want to be around people that are also high energy, people that are high powered, high performing entrepreneurs. You want to network. Our group is growing. And we absolutely thank each and every one of you for believing in us and trusting us to help you with your business. Now, the absolute, so I told you about the technological skill. I've talked to you about the writing skill. Serious stuff, people, serious stuff. You're not going to make it over the next so many years as an entrepreneur if you don't have these skills in place. The next thing that you absolutely have to have as an entrepreneur today, you need to have that self-development skill, the skill of self-development. Yes, you must be able to develop yourself. Well, if you said to yourself, well, I don't need technology and I don't need no writing, well, that means you really need the self-development skill. That means you don't have that. The only person that would say, I don't need that, I don't need that, that means you don't have the main skill, which is the self-development skill. That is the number one top skill today that you need to be an entrepreneur. Again, when you were just working for someone else, you didn't have to have it because you went to work and everything that you needed to do from sun up to sundown was based on what somebody told you to do. They told you what to do, and they told you how to do it. They told you how much. They told you the who, what, when, where, and how. And a lot of people even got frustrated because of that. And some left the company, but that's how it is when you are an employee and you work for someone else. But when you decide that you want to work for yourself, now it's another ball game, not the same game. You're no longer playing baseball in Yankee Stadium. Now you're playing football at Giant Stadium, okay? Or you're playing basketball at the Browns Arena, okay? It's a different game. It's a different arena. It's a different environment. Versus an employee versus an entrepreneur, there's a big difference. And so as an entrepreneur, you have to, entrepreneurship thrives on self-development. That's why a lot of children aren't into it, because they're not thinking entrepreneurial. The people who think entrepreneurial are the people who are into self-development, which is one of the ways that you can kind of point out a lot of people that typically go the entrepreneurial route. Those who survive and do really well are the ones who are constantly developing themselves. Now, to help you out with that, I am offering my Release Your Power coaching program to you. It is a self-development program for personal development and professional development. See, you can, self-development is in several areas. You can develop yourself personally, professionally, spiritually, financially. So there are some major areas in self-development, but it's all self-development. You have to start with accepting and recognizing. And so the book, Release Your Power, then there's the workbook and the coaching program. So I really teach you how to develop yourself, how to constantly develop yourself. So I'm offering this program, the coaching program. I'm offering this program to those of you who sign up for the program today. So please go on over and sign up for this program, and I'll add to the program. If you sign up today, I'll give you with the program. The program is standalone. You can go through the program, but if you sign up today, I will give you 1 hour of one-on-one coaching with me in the area of self-development to make sure that you are on point and in your business, in your entrepreneurship, what you're doing with your business and how you're developing it. And I will give you some of my tools and some of my secret strategies for developing yourself. But yes, yeah, so go inbox me on Facebook, or you can send me an email. You can send an email to releaseyourpower@hotmail.com. That's releaseyourpower@hotmail.com. So you can go through the program, and then if you do sign up, I will definitely make sure you, and I'll leave that up probably till the end of the day. If you sign up by the end of the day, you will get the personal coaching along with the program. But the program, you go to my website, and I have several coaching programs there. You can choose which one you want. You go to coachlilisa.yolasite.com. If you go to coachlilisa.yolasite.com, you will find out the coaching programs I have there. You can sign up for any of those programs. But that's what you need today. Those are the top three skills, and you're not going to agree to the first and the second one unless you have totally developed the third skill. The third skill, which is the self-development skill, which is a skill that a lot of people lack. And individuals are trying to start businesses, they're trying to become entrepreneurs, and they're multi-level marketing people, but you haven't developed your self-development skill. So definitely, this is a great time for you to sign up with my coaching program. This is a great time for you to, you know, get the book, get the workbook. Some things do come with the program. Go over to the website, coachlilisa.yolasite.com, and you can sign up right there online. You can choose which level you want to work at. It doesn't matter. You choose the level. You can start at level one, work your way up, but do start somewhere. If you have a company and you want to get the program for your members, for your staff, for others in your group, you can go over to the release-your-power.com website, and on there you can also sign up your organization. But for individuals, for entrepreneurs, for leaders, you can go to coachlilisa.yolasite.com. So we are excited about where you are headed, where you are going. Again, we welcome you to the show. We are about to add thank you and good morning, Faith. God bless you. We have two other independent sales reps that are also going to be contacting people to promote the books and the web and the workbooks. So we're absolutely excited about that. And we are happy that we are able to help people in this way, because I was there, a person that didn't have the self-development skill developed. And again, like I said, if you don't think you need these other things, then that's a sign that you need to first develop your self-development skill. Once you have that skill developed, pretty much everything else falls into place. You'll know right away. You need to go back to school, you'll know right away whether you need to get any types of certifications. You'll know right away, you know, whether you need to join any type of organization or group. But a lot of times people are failing at what they're doing because they don't understand how self-development works, and they don't understand what it is or how to put it into place. So that's my area. That's the area that I specialize in. God allowed me to specialize in that area. And I love showing people how to do it. So that's all we have time for today. Can you believe it? The time goes absolutely so far. But I'm excited for you. I hope you're excited as well. Hope you have a wonderful, wonderful day. Okay, great. Faith, a believer, God bless you. I'm glad you liked the offer. And we're about to offer it all over the country. For entrepreneurs everywhere, entrepreneurs, leaders, definitely these are the newest skills that are out there. These are skills that you have to have because, again, we didn't have all these entrepreneurs before. So people were just working for someone else, and you didn't need to do these things. When you worked for somebody, if you didn't develop yourself, As long as you could do your job and get by, nobody bothered you. You didn't grow, though. You didn't really go anywhere because you didn't develop yourself. So a lot of people, they work on a job 10, 15, 20 years, and they get frustrated. Well, because they never knew that, they didn't even know of their self-development was a skill, and they didn't know where to go get it. And so a lot of people did go and do self-help, which is great, but at the end of the day, self-help may not allow you to further your skills and build your skills with a goal. It's not just have a skill. It's building yourself with a goal in mind. So I want to show you how to do that. So thank you for tuning in. We'll see you back tomorrow, Friday. Tomorrow is Friday. God say so. We will wake up. We will come back. We will do the broadcast. We'll bring you another topic to help you grow, develop, help you achieve all that God has for you as an entrepreneur, as a leader. And remember, if you want to contact us, there are several ways that you can do that. Please, we look forward to hearing from you. We look forward to seeing you back tomorrow. And just know that there's no stopping you now. You're on the move, and you're moving on up because there ain't no stopping you, and I know there ain't no stopping me. So you just hang out with me, and we're going places together, and I will see you over, absolutely over the top. More than once. Have a great day. This has been Coach Lalisa on All About Entrepreneur.
That's right. There's no stopping you now. Well, thank you for tuning in to another segment of All About Entrepreneurs. Don't forget, stop by our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/allaboutentrepreneurs, and visit us on the web at www.release-your-power.com. Like our friend page on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at twitterandfacebook.com/coachlalisa. If you would like to get in touch with one of the entrepreneurs or one of the guests that you've heard on this show, please send us a request on Facebook or on Twitter or right here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, if you're not an entrepreneur yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. Go out and make it happen. Again, we'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, for another exciting episode of All About Entrepreneurs. Stay tuned for our conferences, our seminars, and our webinars where you can get further trained as you develop just what you are and just what you want to do. Again, this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.